So the Tour de Ski has come to an end, and the women's race is over. Liz Steven had a fabulous day for the USA, coming second on the stage, her second podium, her second fist podium, so that's a fabulous day for Liz. A tougher day for Keegan Randall, who was in seventh overall, but dropped to 12th. Jesse Diggins had a super day, going from 24th to 21st, and I think Holly Brooks ended up in 38th overall, so one spot up for Holly over last year. We're going to catch up with Matt Whitcomb, the coach of the U.S. women's team, and get his impressions on the day and on the tour. Hey Matt, it's Benjamin at Ski Tracks. How you doing?
Benjamin, how are you?
I'm very good. So a tough day for Keegan out there, but a spectacular day for Liz. I think she was second overall on the stage.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely. It was. We knew Keegan was getting a little tired, and she's in a great place. Just a little bit of normal tour fatigue that probably 90% of the field had. So not worried at all. You know, it's still an awesome result that she pulled down, and despite the result being slightly behind where she was last year in the tour, she's a big step ahead of where she was with regards to both sprinting and distance. So we're feeling good. Nice recovery block coming up for Keegan. And for Liz, you know, had a little bit of a mid-tour doldrums both this year and last, so that'll be something that we need to figure out for her to get up there and race into the top 10. But she was certainly back in 100% form today. She and Jesse led the wave start 7 minutes back, and Jesse controlled the pace and brought Liz right up to the front. Did a little bit of team skiing out there, and they were able to enter the climb right up near the front where Liz was able to take over and just attack from there. So really proud of the way these girls skied today. And from there, it was a phenomenal race for both Liz, who had the second fastest split, and Jesse, who had the 20th fastest split. So we're really pleased.
I think she took a minute off of last year's time. So, and I think she and Johaug were the only two skiers to break the 35 minutes.
Okay. So great. Yeah, it's, I hadn't analyzed the times very closely yet, but I knew they were moving well when I saw them from up the slope.
So when we saw Jesse Diggins at the finish line, she was really spent, but a fabulous day for her, her first tour, so that's got to augur well for her going forward.
Yep, if you can put out even anywhere near the effort that Jesse's able to put out on race day, you're in a good place. It was pretty amazing to watch a lot of these semi-controlled faces, and then Jesse come by. It's just a different level of intensity.
Yeah, I know. We're real proud of her. It was a great day for her. So Matt, what happens now? The next World Cup's in Liberec. Just tell us what's going to happen now with the team.
Yeah, so we're gonna anybody that did the tour, with the exception of Newell, who pulled out two races early by design. Anybody that finished the tour is going to sit out Liberec. I'm going to stay here in Valdecieme and train for World Championships, which at this point means recover and refocus our sights on strength training and building some volume.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's the they get to recover after a really tough tour.
We'll be here until Monday. The Liberec sprint team will depart Monday the 14th for La Clusa, and we will depart the same day from Valdecieme, driving over and meet that crew that flies from Prague to Geneva.
Okay.
Meet up and get ready for the classic distance and relay.
Sounds good. Okay, Matt. Well, listen, that's great. Great to see the girls on form, and we wish you all the best going forward with the World Cup and the World Championships.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Benjamin. Great to have you guys helping build the excitement. We're really fortunate for all of our fans.
Excellente. Okay, all the best.
Thanks, you too.